Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 13th of August of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to film director Alfred Hitchcock, famous for films set in the black and white era of American history. And in history on this day, in 1886, John A. Macdonald used a silver hammer to pound a golden spike, officially completing the Eskimo and Nanaimo Railway in British Columbia and providing the most glorious metaphor for the ways in which wealthy men pretend to the virtues of the working class. Your guest today on the podcast is health and fitness guru, star of the recent documentary Metal Slabs and the Men Who Lift Them, Nish Kumar. Welcome back to the show.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to be here. Lift those slabs. Slab. What is a slab but a naturally occurring dumbbell?
Well, I'm very impressed by your ability to lift things up and put them back down again. It's a real skill.
What I do.
That's why you're so aspirational.
Yeah, when I was a kid, all I would do was play Tetris, and now I do it for real in real life.
Our top story today is the latest in totalitarian trends, brought to you by Nish Kumar. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, one man has been charged and another remains under police guard in a hospital after a low-tier rugby league game in Sydney ended with one player allegedly stabbing another competitor and two spectators. This, of course, has occasioned outrage among fans and the wider community because there are rules about what kinds of violence you're allowed to commit and inside what painted lines you're allowed to commit them. I guess with social distancing rolling on, all our social skills are getting a little rusty. I don't know, Nish, have you followed this story at all?
Listen, I think that I've always had a problem with the idea that rugby, whilst on the pitch, is extremely violent, but off the pitch is sort of relatively genteel. And I think it's about time we put an end to that. I think I'm...
No. This is rugby league, a completely different game.
Oh, listen, it's all terrible football, as far as I'm concerned. It's all awful.
I don't know.
Football.
I just feel like I would, at this point, I'm so deprived of human touch with social distancing happening that if you can't hug a stranger, you might as well stab them.
Alice, is this your way of telling us that your hands are secretly knives?
Where's the secret, Nish Kumar? And at last, we have some news out of the mysterious and sinister octopus tribes of New Zealand, announcing that they have followed in their neighbour nation New Zealand's tracks of closing their borders to all foreigners, despite the fact that they, as a species, are immune to coronavirus and, in fact, closed their borders long before the virus arrived, if indeed their borders can be said to have ever been open. Meanwhile, the world of open mic comedy paid tribute today to Robert Fleshjob, inventor of the phrase, so I'm single, to follow every horrifying quote-unquote joke with a nauseating punchline. Captain of open mic comedy and flesh job tribute act Threnody Peterson has said, in the absence of proper worldwide live comedy yet, open mics have taken some of the worst hits. Who's going to want to get out of the house and risk the lives of their vulnerable friends and family to watch 30 men and 5 women who want to try a career in comedy stretch out jokes over 2.5 hours, including 13 acts who will mime masturbating, crying, and 3, including me, who will actively ejaculate on the stage while wailing, "Mother!" Peterson then paused, wiped a tear or something from his eye, paused solemnly and said, "So I'm single." Did you ever do any terrible open mic, Nish?
Just half a decade of it, Alice. Just half a decade of dog shit open mic comedy.
So, it does, you know, go on.
It's the greatest thing about open mic comedy is the ones where they haven't announced it. And you have turned up thinking you're doing a gig. The other comedians have turned up thinking they're doing a gig. And the organiser has turned up thinking they're doing a gig. The only people who haven't turned up thinking there's going to be a gig are the people in the pub who thought that they'd come out for a quiet drink with friends, only to hear absolutely appalling and really, really badly constructed comedy, often about extremely sensitive subjects, handled with all of the delicacy of a drunk elephant parading through a china shop, amplified through a PA that sounds like something that Iggy Pop threw up on in the 1970s.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Hey, audience, let me tell you about the difference between men and women. A healthy person weighing in at about 70 kilograms and measuring 5 foot 10 inches requires around 2 litres of water each day for optimal functionality. Adult men need to drink around 0.5 litres more water than adult women. 0.5 litres is what makes a real man. This fact brought to you by stand-up comedy premises and half a glass of water. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by straight men on online dating platforms. Some men are tall, some men are short, and all of them are holding fish. Online dating. He's killed for you, and he'll do it again. Have you tried everything to get rid of your unwanted body hair, Nish?
I mean, people might be listening to this over breakfast. I don't want to give too much away, Alice. But if I started to, if I started the process of getting rid of my body hair, it would end sometime in mid 2024.
Well, this next ad is for you, then.
Well, is it human lawnmowers? Says... Because that's the only thing that's going to deal with this shit.
Well, this is how the ad goes. It goes, "Can't get rid of your unwanted body hair?"
No,
have you tried everything?
No, I have not.
I've tried waxing. I've tried shaving. I've tried flying to Hong Kong and telling the authorities my unwanted body hair has insulted the Chinese government in the hopes they'll arrest it right off my body before date night on Friday. If you've tried everything to get rid of your unwanted body hair, have you tried Luxury Lorraine's new plastic anti-vanity neck ruff? Luxury Lorraine's new plastic anti-vanity neck ruff empowers you to never look below your own neck again, thus rendering concerns about what's happening down there out of your remit. Just lock the plastic neck ruff around your neck for the day when you get up in the morning and drift in splendid isolation away from concerns about how you look, smell, or are dressed. Luxury Lorraine's new plastic anti-vanity neck ruff. Don't look now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's all the time we have for the ads, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story today, totalitarian trends news. Nish Kumar, you've been close friends with many dictators.
Very close.
Can you tell us what's happening in the world of totalitarian trends right now?
I've been part of a few Bedouin tent-based entourages. Let's just put it that way, Alice. The latest trend in totalitarian behaviour, we all know one of the key things to being a totalitarian dictator is a solid, ludicrous portrait. That is absolutely key. That's the thing that ties together all the great totalitarians from Adolf Hitler to Joseph Stalin to Martha Stewart. That's the thing that binds all of them together is the eye for a good portrait. However, the thing that's changing now, the must-have accessory for any self-respecting totalitarian in this day and age is the trembling portrait painted by a terrified dissident you've locked up. Because ultimately, what gets across your reign of terror more than the fear lines? Because that really means you've communicated the fear of your personality into this person who's painting it. Accuracy and hard lines are for pussies who haven't put the fear of God into dissidents.
Well, thank you so much, Nish Kumar. That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Greetings, Alice, and revolving buffet of delicious guests. That's you today, Nish.
I don't like the inference that we're available to be eaten. I don't like that
I'm one of a small but growing community of former foreign envoys who have made a permanent home here in wonderful new New Zealand. I'm greatly troubled by some of the undelicious things your show and its contributors have to say about the native octopus people of new New Zealand, so I thought I would attempt to set the record straight. Firstly, the flag of new New Zealand has been misinterpreted. The pile of human bodies under an octopus represents a consensual situation, not a bloodbath. Second, yes, the octopus people do like the taste of human flesh, but in their defence, calamari. Finally, the hour-long show which puts its human viewers into a fugue state, which you refer to as tentacle time, is in fact a daily satirical news podcast. Here in New Zealand, it is known as the Fugal. I hope that clears a few things up. Regards, Ian. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Nish, have you got anything to say to this man, Ian?
Andy Zaltzman has created monsters. That's all I'll say. And I speak as one of the monsters he's had a hand in creating. But the man has created monsters and needs to be stopped.
I agree. Ian, I think this is an incredibly stupid email, and I really have no comment other than to say that you should rein in your imagination. And I'm pretty sure that they haven't connected the internet to New Zealand yet. So back the f*** off, mate. And that's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. And a big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Remember, you can subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Mr. Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
You can watch me on Quibi on Hello America, which is, I believe, available in both dimensions, weirdly.
To clarify, what's Quibi?
It's an app.
As far as I can tell, it's like fake TikTok for Hollywood.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close. It's not a million miles away.
Yeah, sort of short, bite-sized pieces of content.
Yeah, except the instead of like sort of fresh-faced looking tweens, it's haggard old dogs like me and Kevin Hart.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. If you enjoyed Nish Kumar on this episode, remember to go back into the feed to find his previous work. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.